Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, we've been praying for rain, and I believe we've got more, and it's raining now.
Yep, and I just got off the phone, and of course, yesterday visited with a lot of customers, and every one of them, the statement is, we've never seen it get dry so quick and had a wet spring, and ponds was full, and then from July through August, they said the ponds just completely dried up, and we filled them all back up in 2 days. 9 inches is kind of, for anywhere from 7 to 9 inches, what everybody got down through there, all the way plumb over to west, out around Hollis area where they don't ever get no rain. So,
well, and now the drought monitor, I don't know if you saw the latest drought monitor update, but everything looks pretty good. And like I said, we've got more rain forecasted this weekend. So hopefully this will kind of at least put an end to the drought for the time being.
Yes, it's been popped. Now, the runs have been lighter. Feeder market's pretty much steady, but they didn't get 190 what they're trying to get on fats. I think they're bidding 185. Nobody sold any. But now the calf market, I thought to myself, how could it be any higher? But it was higher yesterday. I mean, of course, people was waiting on a rain to buy, to anybody that was wanting to buy some calves. And now we got a rain. It looks like everybody wants one again. So if you're a seller, it's back. It's in your court.
Well, we talked a little bit about the election last week and what may or may not happen. So now we're at least past that. Do you feel like now that we've got rain, now that we're past the election, everybody's just kind of moving forward?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think it was just everybody in limbo, whoever you wanted to win, it's over, and we got direction, whichever direction that is. But it seems like everybody's relieved, period, that the election's over.
Today, we've got the WASDE report coming out a little bit later. We'll talk a little bit about livestock with Allendale's Rich Nelson. But what are you seeing for yourself like over the next few weeks? Just pretty well normal things. I know it's always messy at the stockyards when you get rain, so I'm assuming that affected the runs a little bit.
Oh, it did. It did. I think the runs will be lighter, especially. In fact, I just got off the phone, and it was funny there. Thursday, everybody talked about how much rain they got, but said you could drive across the pastures. Didn't look like, it was, you wasn't falling in through the, driving through it with your pickup. And then this morning, everybody I talked to said it went, he said, now it's sloppy. You can't drive anywhere. It's got real nasty, which, we saturated the ground, and now what we're getting is going to be boggy. But I talked to several people that had dusted wheat in or put it in pretty shallow. And a lot of them had some wheat up. So they're saying it's all looking good. And I don't know about the wheat that was dusted in, whether it hard panned it or not, but we'll see. Wheat, like an old man told me several years ago, wheat's the most durable product we've got. Said it's like a weed. You can't hardly kill it. It'll grow. So I think we're just 2 to 3 weeks behind what we did last year. We were in the same shape last year. It's just taken 2 to 3 weeks later, and we're, we may not have wheat by December, but we should have some wheat by January.
What about the runs looking ahead for next week? Since we're obviously going to still have the ground saturated and it's going to be pretty messy. Will you have any trouble?
I think, yeah, we're going to be lighter. It's going to be lighter. I mean, like at Apache, we only had, the last 2 weeks, we've only had 11 to 1200. And, before that we was having 2800 to 3000. And, that was strictly just dry weather. And now we got rain. Now, the cow people aren't any better shape for grass, but they are in better shape for water. So if they got hay, they can kind of, they'll be able to get through this deal. But the wheat pasture is what we needed, and looks like we're going to get it. It'll be later, but we've still got tremendous prospects now.
Well, we're about to get into the Thanksgiving, Christmas, holiday season. So I'm assuming everybody and everything's going to slow down.
Yeah, we've only got, for the year there at Apache, we've got two more sales in November, then we're shut down. And then in December, we've only got three sales, and then we shut down for 2 weeks till the 9th of January. So our last sale at Apache will be the 19th, and we're shut down till the 9th of January.
Well, if folks want to visit with you or have questions, Bob, how do they get in touch with your folks?
Give us a call, 1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Kelly Osbrook, Kelly Labai, Greg Griffith, or myself a call.
All right, Bob, have a good weekend.
You too.